Hello and welcome to Living Proof, the Isaac Newton Institute podcast. My name is Dan Aspel. In today's episode, I'll be speaking to Antoine Gagnevin, a participant in a forthcoming workshop whose method of approaching I&I is highly unusual. We very much hope you enjoy the episode. So, Antoine Gagnevin, it's such a pleasure to have you here on Living Proof.
Thank you. I am really happy to be here too on your podcast.
We're speaking on a Zoom call. I'm currently just north of Cambridge. You're currently in Zurich. It sounds like it's a lovely April day in both places, which is very nice.
Yeah.
And it's good weather for cycling, which is the topic which we're going to touch on today. Now, you're going to be attending a workshop in this month, within the next fortnight, which is part of the Frontiers in Kinetic Theory program, and it's happening from the 25th to the 29th of April. Now, there's nothing very unusual in that. Lots of people attend programs at the Institute, but they all tend to arrive in quite similar ways. We get a lot of people coming via train, get a lot of people coming by aeroplane, and if they're based in the UK, perhaps they come by car as well. But you are going to be approaching from Zurich in a way that I haven't really heard of in my time at the Institute, which is you're going to be cycling most of the way, or at least part of the way. So I'd love to hear more about this journey. Tell us exactly what you're going to be doing.
So, yeah, I will come to Cambridge with my bike. So first, I looked at the journey Zurich-Cambridge by bike, but it was maybe a bit too long in time. I don't have a lot of holidays to come to Cambridge. So I tried to find a city on the journey easy accessible by train. And so I chose Amsterdam. So first I will take the train from Zurich to Amsterdam, and then I will cycle to Cambridge. And yeah, I will cross the channel by boat and then to Cambridge.
Wow. So most of the journey on bicycle is going to be in England then, in southern England, because from Amsterdam to the ferry port is a smaller part of the journey?
No, I think the longest part will be on the continent.
Wow,
I think
okay.
It's 300 kilometers on the continent and then like 200 kilometers in UK.
That's fantastic. So which port are you cycling to from Amsterdam?
To Calais.
Ah, okay. So all along the north French coast,
yeah. I will cycle along the coast, yeah.
Wow. And what inspired you to do this? Are you a very regular cyclist? Was it just a love of cycling, or were there other reasons here?
No, so when I have been accepted to participate to this workshop at the Isaac Newton Institute, so I had to think about how I would like to go to Cambridge. And for ecological reason, I tried to avoid the plane as much as possible. So for me, it was possible to go by train. There is a train between Zurich and Cambridge, but you have to change in Paris and in London. But I don't know, I like cycle and I like travel with my bike. And I thought that this workshop would be the perfect opportunity to me to come in Cambridge with my bike. So yeah.
It's a nice thought as well, because you've got the ferry journey breaking that up because you have to cross the channel. And yeah. I guess there are probably quite a lot of other meetings that would happen without having to cross a sea elsewhere on continental Europe that this could form an inspiration for. Have you cycled to any other meetings yet, or is this the first time?
No, I already did some bike trip, so it will not be my first long bike trip, but I think it will be on the top three. I did but always on the continent. So for example, I went to Marseille from Switzerland, or once I cycled from Rijeka in Croatia to Venice in Italy. So yeah, but I cycle since I am really young, but I only started to do a long bike trip since like two or three years ago.
So. Fantastic. So coincided a little bit with the pandemic, starting to do long cycles.
Yeah, a bit, yeah, because it was not always possible to go with a train somewhere in Europe. So I think it was easier to go with a bike. And I did a lot of bike tour in Switzerland, in the mountains, in the Alps. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I spoiler alert for you, you're not going to find any mountains in southern England on the way to Cambridge, particularly. And even fewer when you get to Cambridge itself. You might go below sea level if you go to Norfolk. But that's fantastic. So is this the first time that you've traveled to a work meeting on by
yeah.
bike? Yeah.
Yeah, it will be my first time. And it will be my first workshop during my PhD. So
fantastic. That's really exciting. And are you going to be doing this journey alone, or will anybody join you for any part of it?
No, for the first part from Amsterdam to Calais, I will be with my dad. So he will accompany me for the part of the journey on the continent. And then I think I will cycle alone until Cambridge, but it's not sure. Maybe my colleague from Zurich will do part of the journey with me, but from London. So I still don't know, but yeah, I will see.
Excellent. And so how thoroughly, I'm curious, because it may be that you've planned this very thoroughly. It may be that you're going to sort of make up a plan as you go. What's been your strategy for mapping out this route?
So my strategy is to don't have a strategy. So, for example, I don't know yet where I will sleep every evening. So I planned the route a bit. I know I have the route on my GPS, but I try to be always flexible and to not just to be flexible. And for example, if you want to do another, to take another way, or if you want to stay longer in a place that you really like, or so I don't plan too much. And on the other side as well, for example, if you decide to make a stop in a particular city, and when you arrive at the city and you are still full of energy and you want to keep going, but you already booked an hotel in the city, so I think it's a bit bad. So I try to not plan too much in advance, and we'll see during the day.
Fantastic. So are you bringing a tent or any kind of shelter?
No, it will be cold with a tent, but since I am cycling with my dad, I think we'll more go in a hotel. I think it's more comfortable
okay.
for me and for him.
But in the
you
UK...
Have less to, yeah, you have less to carry if you don't have the tent and
of course.
All the material. So, yeah.
And in the UK, I guess you'll try and find whatever you can when you need it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, that's very exciting. How spirited to approach with that confidence. I'm in awe. And when you get to Cambridge, as you probably know, Cambridge is it's a bit of a national centre almost for cycling. There are more bicycles in Cambridge than in most places in the UK. Will you deserve a rest by then, or will you be getting around the town on your bike while you're here?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I have time in the evening, or if we have some afternoon off, maybe. And if the weather is good as well, maybe I will try to cycle a bit around Cambridge. So I don't know. So but maybe you can you have some recommendation for me where I can cycle around Cambridge.
Absolutely. So there's at least two members of the staff that we cycle in from a fair distance every day. So yeah, really keen to talk to you about that and point you in the direction. I'm sure you know everything to do with bicycle maintenance, but if you need anything fixed, we can give you some good recommendations for that too.
Okay. Yeah.
And to talk about the maths a little bit, and well, in fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ask one more question about this before I ask you about the maths, but would you have any sort of advice or comments for anyone else who maybe has thought of doing this same thing? Maybe there are other participants who've thought of cycling to Cambridge from elsewhere in Europe and been a little bit intimidated or anything like that. Is there any advice you would give them? It seems that your attitude is mostly just to go ahead and do it and see what challenges you face. But what would you say?
Yeah, I don't really know. I think you have to be used a bit to cycle, because I think the worst when you cycle a lot is the pain when you sit on the saddle. So if you are not used to that, it's really painful. But otherwise, I don't know. It's a nice way to travel, I think, and you can always try to do a part of the journey with the bike and then take the train if it is too difficult or, I don't know, too painful to cycle.
Always got a fallback plan. Yeah, that's right, because you're very fluid with the bike. That's good. And is it a bike you're very, very familiar with? Is this a long-term bike?
Yeah. Not a long-term bike, but I think it's for me, it's really a comfortable bike, and I'm really used to it. So yeah.
Cool. And are you leaning more towards resilience of tire rather than speed? You want something a bit broader, a bit thicker, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Puncture proof.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, well, I hope that works out really well for you. And let's just say I look forward to hearing about this when you arrive, as you will. You know, I'm very excited to see that. And let's ask as well the actual reason for your journey. So coming to the workshop, which, as I say, is part of the Frontiers of Kinetic Theory program. You say this is your first meeting as a postdoc.
Yeah.
As a PhD student. As a PhD student. So how much are you looking forward to it? Are you looking forward to it? Are you curious about what you experience? Have you been filled in about what you might expect? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, of course, I'm really looking forward. So because I started my PhD 1.5 years ago, so it will be my first workshop in person due to COVID. And so I don't really what I have to expect about this workshop in Cambridge, but I think I'm really looking forward to be at the Isaac Newton Institute and to listen, talk, and to learn more about kinetic theory.
Well, the workshops are increasingly very busy with physical participants as the pandemic fades away. And there have been many, many people at your career stage and of your age as well. So I think you have a lot to look forward to, as well as meeting older and more established academics as well. So, very much look forward to welcoming you.
And I think it's a great opportunity to be in Cambridge with so many great people working in your field. So I'm really looking forward.
No, that's great. Well, make sure that you tag us on Twitter if you use it, of any pictures of your journey. That would be great to see. And if not, then maybe we'll share a few once you arrive. Super.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time, Antoine. And I hope this provides inspiration and interest for anyone else who's thinking of doing the same thing, or who knows someone who might want to do such a long cycle, because it just sounds like a great adventure. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Great. Super. Thank you so much.